Neva is pure Macedonian Greek, like I am, descended from the royal servants of Ptolemy the First. I, of course, am descended from Ptolemy himself. Though Neva and I share the same light skin and blue eyes, and could pass as sisters, we are content with our inherited roles, she as maid, I as princess. A skilled listener makes a good friend, and this perfectly describes Neva. She is a few years older than I, perhaps she is 15. I trust her with my life. My secrets are hers. To my knowledge, she has never betrayed a confidence. This morning, as we stepped around the tide pools, there were two things I wanted to tell her.
In ancient Egypt, not all people had the same power, wealth, or rights. The pharaoh and the royal family were at the top of society. Below them were government officials, nobles, and priests. Then came soldiers, merchants, craftsmen, and below them, farmers. Servants and slaves were lowest of all. An Egyptian's class was usually determined at birth. In other words, you were born a princess or a slave or someone in between. Cleopatra and her royal servant Neva are many classes apart, but as we see in her diary, the fact that Neva is a servant doesn't keep Cleopatra from respecting or liking her. In fact, she writes that she trusts Neva with both her life and her secrets. Okay, back to the story. We left off in the middle of page 16 with, "I fear father will be murdered."
I fear father will be murdered. And if he is, I, Cleopatra, want to be and should be queen. This may seem an odd confession, but my thoughts are sound. Father has 6 living children by his 2 wives long dead. I have no memory of my mother, for I was quite small when she died. Father's daughters are Tryphaena, Berenice, myself, and little Arsinoe. His sons are just babies, Ptolemy I and Ptolemy the Younger. Of all my siblings, I am the only one who can speak the language of native Egyptians and other foreigners who live in our beautiful Alexandria.